I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wish I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. A listener recently appended a note to her WMRA contribution asking for more stories about mules. Okay, then. Meet Diane Hypes. Diane and her four mules live completely off the grid in Hardy County, West Virginia. A life, I think you'll agree, that takes true grit. But true grit is evidently something Ms. Hypes was born with.
I was born in Iowa on a farm. I have two brothers, and actually I started riding horses when I was five. My dad was the horse person. He was sort of the first horse whisperer I had ever met. My mother, on the other hand, she didn't really care about him. And when I wanted a pony, she said, no, you don't need a pony. And so I said, well, darn, I'll just go get a cow. So I got a cow, and I named her Betsy. And we went to all the farms, and there's not many people out there, so you just go. And I was only five. And it embarrassed my mother so much that she told my father, she asked him on a Saturday whether he was going to go to a sale. And he said, yeah. She said, I want you to buy that girl a pony because I'm sick of seeing her ride that cow.
So I judge you were a child of some degree of stubbornness?
Oh, to say the least. Stubborn and adventuresome, not afraid of anything.
Diane Hypes is, like me, a person of a certain age and a journalist. She knocked around the world until 1981, when, tiring of city life, Diane bought 10 acres of Hardy County land.
I have a log cabin, and then later on I built some other buildings. But when I drilled my well, they had to drill down 600 feet deep, and it was very expensive. Well, I grew up in a family that if you couldn't afford to buy something, you didn't have the money, you didn't buy it. So I now had spent $10,000 on this well, and I had paid for my cabin, I paid for the land, and the next thing was the electricity. When I went to get the electricity, the company said, it's going to cost close to $9,000. So I couldn't afford that. So I decided, I have to have water, but I didn't have to have electricity. So I got a generator and then just proceeded to live with, I got some propane lights because I had a propane stove. I heated my house with wood. And that went on for about 7 years. And then a couple more people moved in, and they weren't going to live without electricity. So they came and said they were going to put electricity in, and did I want it? And I said, 7 years ago I did, but now I had gotten used to it, and I really didn't want it. So now, 34 years later, I still live off the grid. And frankly, now I couldn't live on the grid because it's so noisy, and people who have electricity don't notice it. But I'm really conscious of the fans and the refrigerators that are very, very nosy. Propane refrigerators are very, very quiet.
Okay.
And so they don't...
You want your quiet.
Well, I've gotten so used to it, The mules arrived about 5 years later, I guess. I had enough property where I could put in, a barn, and they could have some pasture. So I...
And why mules?
Yeah. Wardensville happened to have a lot of mules around.
Were they working?
No, they were riding mules. A lot of people have them, and it's when I read more about mules, I really didn't know hardly anything about mules. And when I started reading about them, it made perfect sense because they're very good in rocks. And they're very sure-footed. They're very, very smart.
And Hardy County, as I remember it, doesn't have a lot of level to it.
Okay. No, if you flattened it out, it'd probably be about as big as Texas, but... I'm kidding, but the National Forest is there, the Lee District of the National Forest, and it's very mountainous. And then if you keep saying, well, I want this, you know, I kept saying, oh, I want a mule, you know, pretty soon you'll have it. It's just, I don't know how that happens, but it does. So somebody said they knew where there was a mule. So I went to look at it and I decided to buy her. She was three. And it was a good thing I got that mule because mules are very, very different from each other. And she had a really benevolent kind of personality. I think she took one look at me and she said to herself, I think you're a pretty nice person, but you know absolutely nothing about mules, and I'm here to teach you. And she spent the next 20-some years doing that. Mules are always accused of being stubborn. And what I've discovered over 30 years is they are an S word, but it's not stubborn, it's smart. And they will not do anything that will hurt them or you. They're really strong. They're much stronger than horses. And their eyes are set different on their head so that they can see where all 4 feet are put. That's why they use them in the Grand Canyon on that narrow little trail.
Oh, that's why they're so sure-footed.
Mm-hmm. Horses, they can't see their back feet.
Yeah.
So they can't see where they set them. Mules can see where they set all 4 feet. As a matter of fact, one of the things mules love to do with especially people they don't particularly like, they like to get on a real narrow trail and walk on the edge of it and hope it's really steep on the other side.
Oh, you kidding you, oh, you, I say, I ain't got time to kiss you now, my mules run away.
The worst thing you can have with mules is boredom. They don't have to stay anywhere they don't want to stay because they can jump out of it. They can figure a way through it. I had this one mule, Dante. He is a rope fanatic. And I had him all tied to a tree one time when waiting for the vet to come and give him their shots. And I went in the house. I tied him about 15 minutes before the vet was coming. And I go in the house, and I go back out. I could not believe what I saw. He had untied himself. At that point, I had five there. He was working on the last one. He didn't just free himself. He freed everybody. There's a saying in the mule world, you can ask a horse to jump off of a high dive, it'll jump. You ask a mule to jump off a high dive, it'll say, you jump, I'll watch. They're not going to do all the time what you want them to do. And frankly, that's good because they know a hell of a lot more than you do. This was years ago. We were out in the National Forest with this friend of mine who was riding her quarter horse. And we come out of the forest. There's a, looks like a golf, little teeny round golf course. And so we have to cross that to get across to where the trail is. So I walk, I'm in front, I go up there and Chelsea smells it and she backs up. And that's telling me she's not going to go. I said, okay. I had my crop. I spank her a little bit. She goes up and she smells it this time. This time she backs up really fast. I'm not going there. So my friend, who's riding her horse, she says, he'll go. So she takes him up there. He does go. He takes 4 steps and he is into his neck with muck. I have 4 mules now. And if there's somebody that I really have a difficult time that I've met that I can't figure out where they're coming from, I have them meet the mules. And in about 10 minutes, they can tell me more about that person than I could if I sat down with them for 2 hours.
Now, how do they do this, please?
Body language.
The mule's body language.
Yeah. I've learned everything I know I've learned from them.
I saw a mule and you kicking in my stall. Got a mule. Look at it. It's kicking in my stall. You better believe it.
You'll find pictures of off-the-grid living Diane Hipes and her mules on the Spark page at WMRA.org.